This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stocks finished the week lower after a sell-off in tech led the markets lower Friday as the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite led the losses for the week, falling more than 1%. Still, the equally weighted S&P 500 logged a weekly gain for the seventh straight week as investors continue to look outside the Magnificent Seven tech leaders to power the next leg of the market rally. In the week ahead, investors will face the final major test before the Federal Reserve's March 20th meeting, when the February Consumer Price Index report out Tuesday offers an updated look at inflation. Retail sales and consumer sentiment reports will also feature on the economic calendar in the back half of the week. A lighter earnings schedule is on deck, with Dollar Tree, Dollar General, Dick's Sporting Goods, Adobe, and Ulta Beauty highlighting the list of quarterly reports. In January, retail sales posted their steepest decline since March 2023, but economists don't expect that trend continued in February. Economists expect Thursday morning's report will show retail sales grew 0.8% month over month in February, a rebound from the 0.8% decline seen in the first month of the year. Excluding autos and gas, economists project sales increased 0.2% month over month, compared to a 0.5% decline in January, according to data from Bloomberg. The market action following Friday's jobs report showed a distinct shift in trading action. After weeks of an AI-fueled stock market rally, Nvidia fell nearly 5%. Other popular tech trades that caught a bid in the AI euphoria also slumped, including roughly 4% drops from Arm Holdings and Dell, among others. The move follows a divergence in the Magnificent Seven trade that has emerged, notably lagging performance from Apple and Tesla. This, strategists have argued, could continue to open a lane for a broadening of the market rally. This trend was seen throughout the week, with the equal-weight S&P 500 hitting its first record high in more than 2 years. Both that index and the small-cap Russell 2000 index outperformed the broader market during Friday's sell-off. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.